Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hello, everyone. We'll talk about men in relationships. So if you're a woman who feels burnt out, you don't like dating, you're attracting the wrong men, you don't understand what you're doing wrong, this is going to be very beneficial for you. And those of you who don't know me, well, if you're here, you probably know me, but I'm Anna Rova, and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. Let me go through the questions that I got. I got four really interesting comments when I asked Runa, what is your biggest challenge in dating? And as I said, so the first one is from Kelly. And Kelly says, my biggest challenge in dating is I'm not attracted to the men that are attracted to me, and the men I like aren't into me. I love the concept of dating funnel and wish I could have one, but I've never met multiple men I'm attracted to at the same time who would give me the time of day. I think this is very, very common. And, you know, when we get on discovery calls with women to, you know, help understand the current situation, what they want, and explore working together in, you know, my group coaching program Claimed, this is very, very common where women say, I attract men that I'm not attracted to, and those I'm attracted to are not attracted to me, right? So you're attracting the wrong men, basically. And in the most common scenarios, when I ask women, well, tell me more about the men that you're not attracted to and why you're not attracted to them, when we really dig deep into the reasons why, it turns out that it's a polarity issue, right? It's a feminine-masculine polarity issue. And really what women say is that, you know, the men that I attract are the men who are not living up to my standards. They do not have that masculine energy in terms of I'm not attracted to them. They're not assertive enough. They do not pursue. They do not court. Seems like I can't really trust them. They are might be wishy-washy, don't know what they want. But they're not really in their masculine energy where he can tell you, Jennifer, get ready at 8 p.m. I'll pick you up on Wednesday, right? Where he doesn't have his shit together. Maybe he doesn't have a stable job. You know, he makes less money than you and all of that. So if you're attracting these types of men, what I call them, they're more in like feminine men. And feminine men, we're not attracted to feminine men. And that's the problem with a lot of single successful women today. Because we are so much in our masculine energy all day, and I'm including myself in that in the past, and even now when I'm talking to you because I'm doing this live, I'm holding space, I'm making decisions, I'm going through my day, you know, really in that go, 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 push, push mentality. And the biggest mistake that women do today, and why dating feels so icky and you feel like you're burning out, is because you're bringing the same type of energy of masculine energy, very direct, straightforward, where is this going? I need to know the plan. I need to know the direction of this go, 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 push, push, push. We're bringing all of that into our dating life. And that's why we're attracting men who would rather let us lead, right? Who would rather say, whatever, you know, whatever you want. I want you to arrange the dates. I want you to take care of things. I want you to pay the bill, right? Like, what? So we're not attracted to these types of men. And this is where the dilemma lies. How do you actually shift that dynamic so that not only you attract men who aren't their masculine and therefore very attractive, right? So Kelly, in your case, I'm assuming that the men you're attracted to who are not attracted to you or seem like, you know, they're not into you are the men that I just described. You know, most women have a feminine essence and they're attracted to men who they perceive to play that protector provider type of role. Now, obviously, we're looking at this not from the 50s lens, but from modern times, but nothing has changed for thousands of years for men, right? Men will still compete. Men will still ride on testosterone and want to pursue and hunt women. You know, in the past they were hunting tigers, now they're hunting women. But I want you to understand that the polarity principle is at the foundation of dating, of attraction, of relationships. Not only this is going to help you in your dating life when you understand that principle, but also going forward and how you allow men to pursue you, right? Allowing is a word and pretty much a feminine essence strategy in dating. That's how you play a game, right? So, Kelly, that is the reason, right? And the reason why you're attracting these types of men, number one, polarity, that needs to shift. And if you're attracting men who are emotionally unavailable, for example, or even if you're attracting men who are feminine, that's a pattern for you. The most important thing we should do after learning the dating game rules is working on the root cause, something that I keep banging about all the freaking time, right? You can't fix your dating life by applying tips and tricks and text guides, right? So I do not follow a lot of my peers in the dating. I don't even call myself a relationship or dating coach because I'm not here to teach you what to say to a guy or what kind of text message to send. Because for me personally, this is just icing on the cake. Right? I don't need even to tell you what, like, you're a smart, ambitious, successful woman. You're running companies, you're running your career, your business. Like, you know what to say. But why you're getting confused about all of this is because you perhaps don't know the foundations of how it feels when you're with a man, how to do this right, when you allow, when you understand the masculine journey, the male psychology, what they want in dating, and how do you present yourself. If you are going to go out there and, like, get the guy, that's the wrong mentality, or copy paste some texting guides, that's all BS, that's not real, that's fake, that's somebody else's words that you can, I mean, of course you can apply some strategies, but I'm all about the foundations and the principles that when you learn them, everything changes. And when you say, Kelly, I think that your next comment about, I love the idea of the dating funnel, that basically says always date at least 3 men at a time, right? Not one, but three. And the fact that Kelly says, I can't find 3 men that I'm attracted to, that's exactly the problem that I just discussed before. Because when you know how to play the game right, when you understand the dynamics, trust me, not only the men that you will, women who know how to do this, they actually evoke masculine traits in a lot of men that, so men actually adjust their behavior to the women that they're with. That's why we see a lot of cases like, who has been in that scenario? Let me know in the comment, like, the guy was with you, everything was going great, but he wasn't committed, he wasn't ready. And then the next woman he meets, he like marries her. Or you see men behaving differently with you versus a friend of yours or another woman, like totally changed man. Well, that's because that woman is a different type of an energy woman and there's so many factors in it. But there's a lot of men who, you know, can be in their feminine with you, but then will really, really step up with a woman who is in her feminine, because just as much as we as women deep down inside, we really get real in terms of how we want to feel in a relationship. And I've asked maybe more than 1,000 women now. And you let me know if you're watching this live or if you're watching it after. Let's actually talk about this. How do you want to feel in a relationship, right? So think about this with a man. How do you want to feel when you date, when you're in a relationship? Most of you will tell me that you want to feel safe, taken care of, desired, cherished, right? And so protected, yeah? So that's not what men say when you ask them, how do you want to feel in your life? First of all, this is a weird question to ask a man, but then he won't say that. So by understanding this, it's extremely important that we know the needs in the relationship and how the masculine and the feminine really show up. So anyways, the point is that there is a way to do your funnel with men that you're attracted to. And the men that you're attracted to, once you shift your dynamic and you allow, you will evoke that masculine trait in him in a lot of different men. Because if you're not leading, somebody has to make the bloody decision where we're going to go. And look, if he's not stepping up, then he's just out of your funnel. Like, do not continue to get engaged with men who are not stepping up or not pursuing or not courting you. These are the rules of the game. And Kelly, there's plenty of men who are amazing and who would love to play this game with you. All we need to do is let them.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
Okay, next question is from Linda. She says, "Hi, Anna, I resonate with your teachings, blah, blah. Yet I've been damaged in the past from a narcissist. My biggest problem now is age. Have just turned 72. Is it my fate now to always be alone, even though I'm still attractive and care for my health and well-being? Thanks, Linda." Linda, no, it's never too late. I mean, obviously, I'm a woman in her 30s and who am I to give you advice? But from what I've seen, I think the oldest woman in our program is about 62. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter whether you have children or not. You're still a woman and you're still a feminine essence woman, I assume, because you're here and learning these teachings. And so it is not your fate to always be alone. We know of cases and scenarios. I mean, how many men are there are in your age gap that are also single, right, for many different reasons? And men in their 70s, you know, or even 80s are still men, right? And I truly believe that what you're seeking, what you're desiring to be in a partnership with that polarity also does exist. Your match is looking for you. So I would actually change your perspective. You're saying my biggest problem now is age. I would see how I would change my language and my perspective to see actually. Question for you, Linda, is how could your age be actually your advantage? Something to sit with. And something also you said that I've been damaged in the past by a narcissist. So I would also look at that language and reframing that, because only you allow for somebody else to damage you, right? I have been damaged in the past by a narcissist tells me I don't want to say a victim mentality, but it tells me that something has been done to you that you do not have control, but you do. You always have a choice. So instead of saying I've been damaged in the past by a narcissist, you could say I have had an experience with a narcissist in a relationship, and therefore I allowed myself to be affected by it. But it doesn't have to be your story. That's what I'm so passionate about this work, because when we work together with women in our Claim Group coaching program, it's all about knowing and understanding, reframing the story that has been driving your relationships with men and your dynamics for many, many years, where that story doesn't have to be your story anymore, because you choose what story and what reality and what world you want to live in. And so when women start working with us, they almost are catapulted into this new reality and a new belief system where, first of all, you know, they're guided by my teachings, by my body of work, but they're also surrounded by women who do not, who choose for that past story of narcissist. We have some women who have experienced, you know, sexual abuse in the past. And I have my story of being betrayed by men. But it doesn't mean that that has to drive my story forward. Because if you allow for the past to be the past and to be that shadow or that baggage, so to say, it's going to be with you forever. You're going to bring that into your relationships forward. And that's not a healthy way or an exciting way to start anything, really. So I would actually work on that, because once you get to the root cause of that, reframe your belief system about that, that you haven't been damaged because you're not broken. You just had a bad experience, right? So how can you move forward by transcending that experience, by reframing your beliefs about that? Hope this makes sense. Next question is from Jen. Her biggest issues in dating. Jen says, biggest issues. They start off extremely interested, then they lose interest. Sometime around 2 months, usually. They don't plan anything, try to do things last minute. They never ask me to be exclusive. All right, let's dissect. Starting off extremely interested, then losing interest is actually quite common around that 2-3 month mark. Now, Jen, I can pretty much guarantee you that if you follow the rules of the dating funnel, because what happens at around 2 months mark is people start dating. Obviously, you know, you start dating with a man. Usually what women do, they just date one guy, right? You go through your life. Here's the guy that showed up. Everything is great. He's pursuing you. He's very interested. And then you go on dates. Everything is progressing. And maybe you start sleeping with the guy. And around 2-3 months, he might be ghosting or he might lose interest or whatever. Very, very common. Why that happens is because by around 2-3 months, you get to know each other really well. And especially if you start having sex with a man, you are attached. I mean, I don't know why it's not obvious to everyone yet. I guess I'm just going to keep banging about it. But sex is very different for men than it is for women. It's evolutionary psychology, something that we talk about in our program, and understanding that is extremely important. So as soon as you start having sex with a man, you are attached. And it's very different, again, for men than it is for women. So once you get attached and you start sleeping with a man, but even if you're not sleeping with a man, if you date just one man, all of your eggs are in one basket, right? Your schedule revolves around that. And what happens around 2-3 months, a woman thinks that she's in a relationship. And I got to break it to you, you're not. Unless you have the conversation about exclusivity. And that's why my program is called Claimed, because we want men to claim us as their women. And I know this sounds, you know, a bit, you know, maybe reductionist or whatever. I love that word claim, because that's how women want to feel. If you're a woman, I know that. And if you're here, I know that you want to feel claimed. You want your man to claim you as his woman, to tell you, Jennifer or Amy, I got you. I got you. You're mine. You're mine. You know, 50 Shades of Grey has been the most popular book or movie. Why? Exactly because of polarity, right? I mean, there's a bunch of fucked up issues there, but the dynamic there is so extremely attractive to us, because that's what we want. That's what we want in our dating life. This, all the romantic movies are based on that. And yes, a lot of it is fantasy, but a lot of it is real life. I mean, how attractive it is when a guy just pursues you, makes the plans, tells you to be ready at 8 p.m. because he's going to pick you up and you're going to go to an amazing restaurant. He's not going to tell you the name of it. You come to that restaurant and he orders an amazing bottle of wine and he pursues you and he tries to kiss. And that game for men, there's nothing like it for them. I mean, that's why they're making all the money and in the world. It's all about women pretty much. When you really dig deep for guys, it's most of it is all about women, you know? Anyways, let's not get there. But back to Jen. Like, I have been observing this for so many years and I've read so many books and done my research. And I'm like, I mean, men are not simple. They're very complicated. But when you get to the bottom of attraction and the animal kingdom, I mean, watch what animals do. They peacock all the time. What men are doing, they're just peacocking. Because if you look at what's really at the bottom of this, it's all evolutionary psychology. So when I present to you the ideas of feminine, masculine polarity, it's not just some esoteric concepts, you know, like feminine, masculine, whatever. No, men have been like this for thousands of years. And when we understand that, when we understand their needs, when we understand their desires, that all they do, they compete for resources to attract the best and the most fertile female, pretty much evolutionarily speaking, biologically speaking. And women compete for the man who is the best protector and the best provider. That's why we're attracted to the guy who has the resources, because deep down inside, we're looking for a man who will take care of us and our children. But obviously, this is very reductionist and very primal and instinctual, but that's what drives our behavior in dating and relationships. It's all deep down inside, pretty much unconscious. But when you understand that, it's like, this is exactly what's happening. How do I play this game? So that's why they're always peacocking with their cars, with their watches, with their wealth, you know? And when you see that, you're smiling at it because you understand what's happening. Okay, a woman is commenting here saying, feels like so many men are lazy now because women are making it too easy. I'd say there's some truth to that. Women are making it too easy because women are doing all the work, because they feel like they have to. They feel like they have to do all the work in their career. Well, they're doing all the work in their career and their businesses. There's so many opportunities. We're living in an amazing time, right? As a woman, there has never been a better time for opportunities for growth. I mean, what an amazing world we live in. But they're making it too easy for men, correct? They're doing everything. They're planning everything. They're paying the bills. Like, why, right? They're not even giving men the chance to stand up. I would, again, when I notice how it feels like men are lazy, I don't think men are lazy, but if you understand the masculine psychology and the dynamic there, you also understand that men, most men, I say masculine energy in general, men will go for the shortest and the easiest route. And it's not about laziness. It's about productivity and efficiency. Like, why would you try so hard? Women go, if a woman needs to go, so, I mean, all of us are women here pretty much. I go to the shops. And I have a list, like I need to buy milk, bread and eggs, for example. I go to the grocery store and there's like five different stores there. There's like, you know, maybe a pharmacy or, oh my God, like, oh, a new boutique has opened, right? Or something. By the time I go and get my bread and eggs, I might have entered two different stores. I might have bought something on the way and I might have been distracted by a new pizza restaurant that just opened up. So it takes me bloody half an hour or an hour or whatever to get the milk, the bread. You know what my husband does? He's out of the house. He goes to the grocery store straight up in a straight line, gets the milk, the bread and whatever we need and then come back. That's it. Maybe he'll get a coffee on the way, but that's it. So that's what it's about. I don't think it's about, I mean, of course, some men are lazy. But again, look at your language, right? If you think that men are lazy, then you're going to attract lazy men. I don't believe that men are lazy. I mean, look at how hard men work. Most men work longer hours than women. They work in riskier jobs. You know, if you look at men in general, I don't think men are lazy. So yeah, if you're always available and he knows you're always there, then why ask you to be exclusive? Because it's kind of already clear. Not clear that you're exclusive, but, you know, he doesn't need to put any effort. All right. Let me answer the last question that I have from Kim. Kim says, my biggest challenge in dating is really not wanting to. I don't want to try. I don't want to worry about mistrust. I just want someone who understands me and treats me like the girl I am inside. I love your idea of tapping into your femininity. Men are crazy for it. But when you have cultivated the masculine energy to survive and thrive professionally, it is hard for others to see the girl part of you. Well, Kim, I got to tell you one thing. Jump on a discovery call with us if you're interested in exploring working with us, because this is exactly what we specialize in. We help the girl part of you, the feminine energy part of you that you know men go crazy for, and you know that's deep down inside you. We give you the tools, the practices, the coaching, and the support that you need to help you bring her out in a very safe way. And let that part of you really shine. Not necessarily take over, but maybe that would be the case for you. Because when women step on this journey of feminine energy and femininity, they start living this way, because that way is a lot easier. It's a lot joyful, more joyful. Not only with men things change, but everything in your life changes, because you do not have to thrive anymore. Or I'm not sure if we can even call that thriving, but you do not have to ride on that wave of masculine energy to survive and thrive. So that's what needs to happen. But that's a deep transformation inside, where for many, many years, maybe your whole life, you've been surviving, right? And that's what the masculine energy is all about. So now it's time to shift and change. And you're not wanting to date. You don't want to try. I understand that, because you're burnt out, and perhaps the men that you're attracting, obviously, because you're in your masculine energy, you're attracting more feminine men, or men who are emotionally unavailable, because you yourself are emotionally unavailable. So if you want to change that, we need to get to the root cause. I invite you to apply for a discovery call with us and get on a call with us so we can explore working together. And if it sounds like a great fit, let's get into it. We've helped so many women shift and transform. Yeah, so last question here. Dreams, 4321. If you're attracting men who are low value, I'm assuming by low value, you mean maybe they don't have a job, they're not successful or whatever. Maybe they're emotionally unavailable. We got to look at how you're mirroring that. Because if you're attracting men who are low value, you got to look deep down inside. What is the biggest obstacle that within you is attracting these types of men? My sense is that it can be self-worth issues. You know, if a woman feels like she's not worthy of high-value men, and when you say high-value, I'm assuming you mean like, you know, a great career, very successful, very strong in his masculine energy, right? So it's either you're not standing strong in your feminine energy, letting go and allowing for them to pursue you, but also how might you be mirroring that? A lot of women have self-worth issues when it comes to successful, high-value men, because they don't feel that they're worthy of this type of a guy. And that's why this is deep work. And that's what we do in our program. Yeah, this last comment, men who lie and say they're exclusive only to get you to be exclusive to them while they play around. Yeah, that tells me that you're attracting men who are emotionally unavailable. Again, root cause. How might you be emotionally unavailable yourself? Right? It's all about patterns. If your patterns is that, we need to look at what is your belief system around men. If you're attracting men who lie, and that's a pattern for you, you've got to look at what's at the bottom of that for you. Because if you had a belief system about yourself, men, that is healthy, and your boundaries were set in place, well, first of all, you wouldn't be attracting men who lie. But when they do lie and say they're exclusive with you, you'd set up the boundary right away. And these men wouldn't even be a part of your life. I don't have men like this in my life. All right, ladies, thank you so much. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that it's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman, and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice, in your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey. Step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, I mean, booked. My calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.